that's coming from Indiana to Chicago to spend the day learning. So usually there's a lot of jokes about the weather and the cold weather in Chicago. I don't think it's typical for this crowd. At best, we hope for a wash, you know. It's interesting, Gemara in Baba Basra, it talks about Talmidei Chachamim and the fact that, you know, they take on responsibilities of learning, and therefore their responsibilities in communal affairs is maybe minimized because we don't want them to distract themselves. So it brings a pasuk in V'zayis HaBrach, it says, V'heim tuku liraglecha, that they are people who wear out their feet. This is a reference to Talmidei Chachamim. Shemechatatim raglehem me'ir li'ir me'din li'ir, they travel by foot. And I guess they couldn't get an upgrade. And they would travel from country to country, from city to city, in order to learn Torah from this person, from that person. They want to go, this person in that city has an expertise in a certain area. They want to go get that expertise. They want to go experience Torah in a different place. They can learn in where they are. But they want to travel somewhere else. And because they want to travel somewhere else, the Gemara gives them tremendous praise for their willingness to learn Torah in other places. So I saw from Reb Shmuel Salant, Reb Shmuel Salant was very bothered by this Gemara, because it doesn't talk about their learning at all. It talks about their traveling. So a person, you know, when you go on vacation, so sometimes, you know, the travel, if everything goes smooth, you don't talk about it, right? If there's a problem, then that's the only thing you talk about. So that's usually how it goes in a vacation. You don't. So the less you talk about the traveling, the better. The more you talk about the actual vacation, that means that you got your money's worth. So over here we're saying Talmidei Chacham are so great because they travel from place to place. I mean, what did they do when they get there? Right? They learned. So let's focus on the learning. So Shmuel Salant says, you see an amazing thing, that more important than the act of learning itself, it's the effort and the toil that a person puts into the learning that's what makes a person great. What makes a person great in learning is not the act of learning. The act of learning, sometimes it's dependent on a person's intelligence, a person's ability to grasp concepts, esoteric concepts, etc. That sometimes is not out of his hands. So what's the greatness of a Talmid Chacham, of a person who's devoted to Torah? That's going to be a person who toils in Torah. And he's going to put effort to travel from city to city, to some area of halacha that he's not so knowledgeable, but he's willing to travel somewhere else just to experience a different type of learning, something else. The fact that he does the toil and the travel, that's what makes him special, not the act of learning itself. So, an amazing idea. So which means that people who go and they travel from a different city and they come to one city, Baruch Hashem, I've been in the Kollel a number of times in Minneapolis, a beautiful Kollel, beautiful makom to learn, the shul, beautiful places to learn, right? But so what do you come here for? Because there's something that I might not have experienced to come over here. Okay, there's Romanian, it's true, shallots, okay, wherever you're eating today, saying that's for sure true. Say, but that's, you know, I don't know if we would travel just for that. We would find someone going and, you know, hook us up with something, right? We wouldn't make a whole trip out of it. It's only to experience a sense of learning that I wouldn't necessarily experience where I am. And like these Talmidei Chacham that travel from city to city, that shows a person's true connection to Torah is because he's willing to put the physical toil of traveling in order to make it happen. But there's a little bit of a deeper concept. I want to come back to it because we see in the Parsha, the Yaakov Avinu, as our children will tell us on Shabbos, and that's how, you know, most of us know the Parsha. It's based on what our children come home and tell us. I remember one of my daughters asked me a question on the Parsha. I don't know. This is many years ago. Like I don't know. I said, why don't you ask your Mora? So she looks at me and is like, my Mora's not a Talmid Chacham. Like, you know, like, okay, at least she had thoughts that, you know. So most of it we know, and our kids are going to come home and they're going to sing about how Esav is coming with 400 men, and etc. And Yaakov Avinu, he prepares to face Esav. And how does he prepare himself? So Chazal tell us, the Medrash and Kehelas and Rashi, he prepared himself with three things. Tefillah, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He prepared himself with a Dairin that he sent gifts to Esav. And he also prepared himself for Mulchama. He prepared himself to be able to fight. And it's so interesting. You look at Rashi keeps going back and forth. Like, Yaakov Avinu says, I was by Lavan, but I wasn't affected by him whatsoever. And then he says to Esav at the same time, you know, you shouldn't be upset at me. The brachas didn't really become true. Like, he's playing both sides of the fence. many years ago, I heard from one of my rebbeim in elementary school. He said that Yaakov Avinu, he gave an example like this. I grew up in Brooklyn, so sometimes you have neighbors, you know, they don't necessarily have the same sensitivities as you. So Shabbos, I remember I had a neighbor, he would drum with his band on Shabbos in his basement. A non-Jew. And my father would go over to him like every Friday, you know, Jeff, you know, maybe at least in the hours of 11:30 to 1:30 in the afternoon when we're having our meal for the Sabbath, maybe you could push it off a little bit. Yeah, Mr. Kaufman, no problem, right? And then every week the same thing over and over again. Why? Because he didn't really understand. So Rebbe said, imagine a guy, he comes over and he brings over some guys, 6'4", 300-pound guys over, and they come over and they knock on the guy's door and says, Jeff, these are my friends, and we would appreciate very much if you didn't play your music, you know, your band didn't play at 11:30. So all of a sudden he stops. So what happens? So you go to Jeff, and Jeff says, and you ask Jeff, when we ask you so nicely, you don't listen. All of a sudden he says, no, they explained it to me. They explained it. So Yaakov Avinu is being very nice to Esav, but at the same time he's explaining very carefully to Esav that he's willing to fight him also. So you understand that you have to prepare for Melchama. But L'chayre, it would seem that the most effective method that Yaakov Avinu could use was forgotten, and that's Torah. What happened to Yaakov Avinu preparing with Torah? There's a very well-known Medrash in Eicha, in the beginning of Eicha, maybe the second or third piece in the Medrash, in the introduction to Eicha, where it says that Rebbe, he sent Rav Asi and Rav Ami to go check out what's going on in the cities. And they came to a certain city that was being targeted by bandits and traveling armies. So Rav Asi said to them, show me the people who are protecting your city. So he took them to the watchtower where they have the guards over there that are supposed to be looking out protecting the city. He says, you're showing me the wrong people. You should have been taking me to the Beis Medrash. If you would have taken me to the Beis Medrash, because those are the people that are protecting the city. Not the people who are physically there. Those, of course, you need to do a shtablis. Says, but the ones that are truly protecting the city are the ones that are sitting and learning. So it sounds like they had a Beis Medrash, but they didn't recognize and appreciate that the Torah is the thing that's really protecting the city. So Yaakov Avinu understands this. Yaakov Avinu certainly understands that the Torah is what's necessary to protect. So how come he didn't prepare himself with Torah? That would be the natural thing. So Baruch Hashem, I found a Medrash in Kehelas, the next Medrash, which says that Chizkiah prepared himself with Milchama. What does Milchama mean? It means Milchamta Shel Torah. He prepared himself with Torah, and he put everyone in the Beis Medrash, and he put a sword outside the Beis Medrash. It says, anyone who leaves, I guess hopefully the coffee room was inside, right? But they said, anyone who leaves is going to be killed by this sword, which means everyone, the way everyone's going to fight against Sancheiriv is by everyone being in the Beis Medrash. So we see that that's the way to Mechala, but Yaakov Avinu, it doesn't mention that. So I found Baruch Hashem in the Taz. The Taz, we know from Shulchan Aruch, the Taz also has a Pirush on Chumash called Divrei David. And the Taz says that Yaakov Avinu tells Esav, Im lovan garti, tayag mitzvah, and Rashi tells us, what's Im lovan garti? Tayag mitzvah shamarti. That even though I was by lovan for 20 years, I still kept all tayag mitzvahs. Now, one thing for sure is that Yaakov Avinu did not fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. I mean, he married two sisters. That's one of the 613 that a person can't do. Right? And even if we have an explanation for it, about why, he didn't build a Beis HaMikdash. Right? So there's a lot of mitzvahs he didn't do. So what does it mean that he kept all the mitzvahs? Says the Taz, it means he learned all the mitzvahs. It means he kept the mitzvahs in the sense that he watched the mitzvahs and he learned all the mitzvahs, he studied all the mitzvahs, he studied the entirety of Torah. So what he was telling Esav is that you think I was by Lavan and all of a sudden I laxed off from my learning that I was doing all those years by Yitzchak and then 14 years Shem Ve'ever, I didn't lose one iota. I kept on learning, I kept all Tariag mitzvahs, I studied the entirety of the Torah. So which means Yaakov Avinu, of course, that's his opening words. His opening words to Esav is that you think you're going to be able to touch me. You're not going to be able to touch me because I still am. I'm whole. I'm still whole with my limud haTorah. Okay. The other things also. We need a daven. We need to do a shtadlus. We need to, you know, try to send some presents. We need to do that also. But that's all secondary. The first thing he's telling Esav is that he has the ability. He has the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Torah. Now, why is Torah this tremendous protection. Why is Torah Taka the thing that protects us the most? So you could say, because Torah is the most important mitzvah, we say this every morning, Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam, that Torah, all those mitzvahs that we say, Bikrachai, all those wonderful chesed things that we do, Torah trumps all of them. So that by itself is a standalone explanation, and it's very true. But there's something a little bit deeper, and it's always beautiful when you find things in, like, a Rashi, in Chumash. It doesn't have to be a Medrash, a Zohar. You just learn Chumash Rashi, you find so many nuggets. And Baruch Hashem, you know, there's still more to find. We say this, hopefully, at least twice a day. If you say Kriya Shema before you go to sleep, you say this 3 times a day. If you say Karbon, you say this 4 times a day. V'shinantan levanecha, that you're supposed to teach Torah to your children. You say the first parasha of Kriya Shema. It says, v'shinantan levanecha, you should teach your children, v'dibartabam, you should speak in Torah. Rashi says teaching children means talmidim. It doesn't necessarily teach your children. for most of us, it might be dangerous to try to teach our children. Remember, there was a sign in the shul a few years ago that said, I'll learn with your sixth grader if you learn with my sixth grader. Right? Anyone who has children that age could appreciate that. So Rashi says, Banecha, your children mean talmidim. How do you know that children mean talmidim? Children are children. How do you know that children really means talmidim? Because the pasuk says, "Banim atem l'Hashem elekeichem," because you are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we know that when it says sons, it really means students? Because when it refers to our connection to Hashem, it refers to us as children. How do we become children of Hashem? So Rashi's telling us that the way we become children of Hashem is by studying the Torah. When we become students of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and study His Torah, then we become children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, it's something novel to us, because we think that, and there's many sources, that we're intrinsically children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's truth to that as well. But Rashi's telling us that if we want to become children of Hashem, we become children by studying His Torah. And I think the reason for that is because when a person learns Torah, so then he speaks the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the language that Hashem communicates to us? It's through the Torah. And as anyone will know, the older I get and the people I see when I go to visit New York, and I was like, oh, you're so much like your father. Why? Because the nuances, the expressions, even the jokes, and the things that I hum are all like my father. Because like father, like son. So how does a person become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does a person become like him? If you think like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you talk the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're like a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're developing that connection. It's not just a biological thing. We're on a spiritual level, obviously. It's not just that it's an innate connection. It's that we look to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. And that's how the primary way that a person connects to Hashem. There's a Gemara in Brachos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai son became ill. So he quickly sent his family to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was a student in his yeshiva. And he said, have Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa daven for him. So Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, he bowed down, he did a whole thing, and he davened, and the kid got better. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his wife, he's like, if I would have davened all day, I would not have been able to heal our son. But Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, he could do it in 3 seconds, he could daven. So his wife said, does that mean Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa is greater than you? Then he should be the Rebbe, and you should be the student. So he says, no, he's not greater than me. But he is like a servant to his master, and I'm like a minister to the master. He's a servant, I'm a minister, so therefore the servant has more pull than the minister. How does that work? So the Vilna Gaon explains, because the minister is very important and very respected by the king. It's very possible. But he doesn't just walk in whenever he wants. Right? The king has to be in the right mood. He has to be up for appointments. And there can be many reasons why he can't see the minister right now. But there's one person, no matter what mood the king is in, always will manage to see the king. That's the servant. Changes the towels, makes the bed, cleans up a little bit. So he's always going to have an audience with the king. So me, says Rabbi Yochanan, and explains the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai were saying, in Torah, I'm much greater than him. But I'm like a minister. I'm like a minister where I have a lot of respect, there's a lot of mutual respect, but I don't necessarily get full access. But as far as closeness, I'm much closer. He has always access because he's like in heaven. So says the Vilna Gaon, if a person will do avoda, he'll be like an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll constantly be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person can reach a higher level. That's through Torah. Through Torah is where a person gets a higher level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than all the other ways of avoda. It's through Torah. And I think the way it is like we're explaining. So with that in mind, we can appreciate, and with this we'll close, the words of the Maral. The Maral says, when a person walks to a mitzvah, is that a milah? If a person could drive, or he could walk? Now, if he's running late, okay, then you answer the question yourself, right? But I'm talking about, like, he's planning in advance. Is it better to walk? So we see from Avraham Avinu, he walked to Eretz Yisrael, he got schar for every step. Well, that depends. If he's going to leave late because he's taking his car, then he doesn't get the milah of zrizus. But you're right. There's a milah of zrizus, but every step is a mitzvah. So when do we say every step is a mitzvah, and when do we say you should get there as quick as possible? Says the Maral, when you're trying to connect to something, and you're trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then every step you take, every amelus, every hard work and physical exertion that you make, is going to help you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the only time you find that walking is a mile is when you're going to shul. Because Hashem is in shul. The Shechina is in shul. And because the Shechina is in shul, he says walking to a sukkah, there's no difference whether you walk 5 feet to a sukkah or 50 feet to a sukkah. There's no advantage. But when you're going to shul, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in shul, every step you take is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since you're going to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your tefillah is going to be that much greater. And says the Maral, Hu Adin in Torah. Torah is where a person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person will make a physical effort to his Torah, so then the Torah will be more meaningful, because Torah is where you have that conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you learn the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. So therefore, like we said before, the physical exertion, Hein Tuku L'Raglecha, where it's praises the Talmidei Chachamim for walking from city to city, yeah, because they're showing their physical exertion. But when it comes to Torah, there's something much deeper. It's because I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. And that's what it says, Heim Tuku L'Raglecha, that they wear themselves out, L'Raglecha, to your feet. What do you mean, your Hashem's feet? We're talking about the Talmidei Chachamim's feet. They're wearing their feet out. No, because where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu sit? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, as it were, feet? They're in the Beis Medrash, the Gemara tells us. They're in the Beis Medrash, so say they wear themselves out trying to get to your feet, to the Beis Medrash, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person understands that when he sits down to learn, it's not just he's sitting down to learn like a very nice intellectual text that was a fantastic sheer. No, I mean, that could be true. I'm saying, but Torah is much more than that. It's where you have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Rambam always says, Amar Rachmana, Hashem says. He starts a lot of times in his Pirush Mishnayos. Amar Rachmana, Hashem says. So imagine a person sits down and he says, "Nu, let's hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell me today." And you have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your Torah is that much deeper. And every effort that a person makes, you wake up, I don't know what time Kollel Baker starts. 6:15. It's not easy. It's not easy, 6:15. I have a lot of people who have joined, at least my shul, Kollel Baker. Don't worry, they're not getting this recording, right? And they're still joining. They're still joining. Why? Because they're trying. But if you appreciate that when you put that exertion and you get out of bed and you come to learn, and so then it's not just that you manage to learn. You manage to connect on a deeper level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to His Torah, and it's much more meaningful and much more deep, and that's something that's kayim for all of us, and we should be able to have a lot of siyata d'shmaya in our Limud HaTorah and our Avodas Hashem. Mincha in the next room. Go ahead and